This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Official news, Airman. As far as I'm concerned, it didn't happen.
It did happen.
You shut your mouth.
What are you afraid of, Dickerson? People might find out there's a war going on.
This news is not official, Airman.
In Saigon today, according to official sources, nothing actually happened. One thing that didn't officially happen was a bomb didn't officially explode at 1430 hours, unofficially destroying Jimmy Wah's cafe.
Get him out of there.
Three men were unofficially wounded.
Turn it off now.
Oh, are we on the air? Is this thing? No, we were. Did they cut us off? Hey. I'm still here. You know what? This is the First Amendment in action right now, the Robert Scott Bell Show. While we have it, we're going to let it loose for all that it's worth. Now, that was a crossfade, Super Don Extraordinaire, from the movie Good Morning Vietnam. Is that what it was called, Super Don? Back in 87, we figured
that
out.
Good Morning Vietnam!
That's it. Yeah. Robin Williams. Great movie if you haven't seen it, especially you millennials out there. Of course, in war, the first casualty is the truth, right? You've heard that. And when we go out with the kind of information that we go out with 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here, there are people that comment to me, you know, offhand or all the time, hey, Robert, really love your show, but how do you say that stuff? Well, for now anyway, we do have some semblance of this concept of freedom of speech rolling out through the airwaves and through the internet. And I speak, of course, about things that are highly unpopular to the establishment medical mafia and the government that it has purchased. And so far, so good. I've been at it for a long time. Not here to pretend that it's going to go on forever, but at the same time, it's like breathing. When you find your mission and your passion in life, you got to let it loose. Because if you don't, you're going to have I talked about medical doctors who went in for the right reasons. They go in to become a doctor because they want to help people. And then they find out after they're $500,000 in debt or whatever it is that, oh my gosh, if they do what they really want to do, they will lose their license. They will lose their ability to pay back the loan, much less have a car or a house or send their kids to college. Not that it's any great shake sending your kids to college, but you know what the dream used to be. And so they go in there and then they're trapped. And if they speak out, they are eliminated from their profession. We've covered stories like this over the years many, many times. Now, one of the reasons I explained to everyone that I can speak out about these issues and people scratch their heads going, how is it possible? Is because I'm not selling anything. And not that it should be a problem if I was or if I were. But the moment you do, your beloved federal government, who claims superiority over everything, including God, claims that freedom of speech is different then, that it's now commercial speech, as if the founding fathers ever made a distinction between speech and commercial speech. They did not. Now, if I was selling something and I was lying through my teeth about what I was selling you, again, I'm not selling you anything, but if I were, there are statutes against fraud that have pre-existed all of the CDC and FDA and FTC and all of the bureaucratic oligarchy's claims against any of us speaking truthfully about cures for cancer, heart disease, you name the neurological degradation disease, however we want to speak it. And we go out primarily through radio and, of course, archived through the Internet as well. Now, Super Don and I have been talking about converting, or not converting necessarily, but simulcasting to video. We're still working the bugs out. For some reason, I've got ancient equipment here that doesn't want to cooperate in terms of the audio, which is also critical for radio, right? The video is fine.
Your old Sony Walkman is just not going to cut it, man.
Right, because we're from the 80s. And so if you want a silent movie, we can do the video right now. But I think some of you guys want to see the video and hear what's going on too. So we're not quitting. We're not giving up. But each time we think we're so close, there's another step back. We got to come back and reconfigure. That's just because we're Gen Xers and we're sort of there, but not all the way there. The millennials are all the way there, but sometimes all the way vacant and absent in their ability to spell the words they're trying to speak. I love millennials, don't get me wrong. But I still haven't read that article about Gen Xers having to save the world from millennials. Did you read it?
I did. It's a really, really good article. We'll have to bring that up on the show this week.
All right. Maybe Freshman Friday with Captain Morgan. We'll have to see about that. Now, again, I open this way talking about freedom of speech, and we open with Adrian Cronauer, played by Robin Williams, in Good Morning Vietnam and the censorship that happened there. Because part of what we want to do is broadcast through Google Hangouts, which goes also to our YouTube channel, at RSBell Media Channel, or RSBell Media Channel on YouTube. And it turns out, and Natural News covered this as well as Breitbart, headline reads, YouTube will censor non-rule-breaking content, manipulate search results, and work with the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL. Now, on its surface, on its face, you would say, you'd read this and go, hey, they're just trying to protect you and me from hate speech, from extremism, from calls to violence, things like that. And you'd say, okay, that seems like a reasonable protection, a reasonable area where you might want to pull back on some of the things. If somebody's calling for the outright murder or bombing of somebody, okay? I'm not, you know, necessarily for that. At the same time, it is a slippery slope. Once you give the government the ability to censor a little bit. Now, this is not talking about government. We're talking about something far bigger than government. It's called Google. Is Google bigger than government now?
I think they might be. It's pretty dang big.
Pretty dang big. Now, the videos on Google/YouTube are going to basically fall under a realm where they say if somebody flags you for hate speech. So it isn't like their bots are going to identify it. They're looking for you, the utilizer, or maybe a super utilizer, somebody they'll deputize. Keep an eye on this. If you complain about it, we're going to look into it. Oh, and if it's got something we determine to be hateful speech, however they define it, we just know what it is when we hear it or see it. Or if you complain enough about it, then your videos are going to be relegated to, I don't know, a place between hell and
purgatory.
Purgatory, yeah, somewhere in between there. Now, if you think we're making this up, it says that we'll soon be applying tougher treatment to videos that aren't illegal, or not illegal, but have been flagged by users as potential violations of our policies on hate speech and violent extremism. If we find that these videos don't violate our policies but contain controversial religious or supremacist content, they will be placed in a limited state. The videos will remain on YouTube behind an interstitial, won't be recommended, won't be monetized, and won't have key features, including comments, suggested videos, and likes. It'll be like they don't exist, unless you have
to. So it's like, what's the point of the video being on YouTube at that point, right?
Right. Well, they can have plausible deniability, say, we're not really censoring, we're just putting it in a place where you can't find it. Right? So they've already rolled out a trusted flagger program. I said it. They're going to elevate certain viewers and participants on YouTube. And they're also going to the expert NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, like what? NIH, the United Nations, and all of their offshoots. The Gavi, which is a pro-vaccine relationship to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And these organizations include the No Hate Speech Movement, a left-wing project pushed by the Council of Europe, as well as the ADL. which is a phony pro-Jewish group. YouTube is also planning to artificially alter its search results so that searches for sensitive topics on YouTube no longer return the most popular videos, but a playlist curated YouTube videos that directly confront and debunk violent extremist messages. Okay, here we go. Yesterday, imagine.
Let's go down the rabbit hole.
Right. Imagine yesterday's show. I called out people who believe in injecting toxic poisons into innocent babies under the guise of vaccines. I called those people. What did I say? Are you going to be afraid to say it, Super Don? What are the two words I put together? Mentally.
Oh, you used the R word. That's yes. Right. That's hate speech.
Right. Mentally, and I said retarded. Now, this is not making fun of any children who have learning disabilities. It is just describing a state of mental abdication, a state of mental limitation based on a belief system that you have to have severe cognitive dissonance to believe that is injecting toxic poisons that you would not put in a baby bottle but into human beings, babies or adults, is somehow good for them. And so this Super Don could be the end before we begin. Why bother going on YouTube? Maybe we need to put it out to the listening audience and say maybe there's a better platform that's not likely to be censored.
Well, and there are some out there. You know, the problem that you run into is there's nothing as big as YouTube. And that's really the problem. Google has it created such a giant monolith on the internet where they control so much of everything that is popular and that's integrated with Google and all the different Google products that YouTube is like the place to go. It's kind of like wanting to get cable in your city, right?
But
and
now
it's
we're
like there's one cable company. You don't have really anything else to choose from.
What we're going to have to come up with is a dictionary. So whenever we say vaccine, we're going to have to say a word like sunflowers, right? So it won't get censored. I'm serious. You have to create your own language because this is just like Wikipedia. If you enter anything on Wikipedia, pretty much, no big deal. But if you enter anything that is pro-holistic medicine, curing cancer without chemo, radiation, or surgery, it will be immediately erased and replaced.
Or anything like negative about vaccines.
Yes, anything negative about vaccines. If you talk about the controversy of HIV causing AIDS or not, it will be immediately relegated and censored differently because it's rewritten. It's the same concept. They control the vertical and the horizontal, but not here, not now, not ever, not on radio, and not on the audio streams you get through GCN or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication, the affiliates around the country and around the world, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud here at robertscatbell.com. Links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Cap Morgan. Super Don making its own so good. Ben on the board. If you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-8328. Wait, 866. I don't even know the number anymore. Don't worry about it. Dr. Pitar will be coming later.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I want billboards made up. You know, like those Got Milk billboards with the milk mustache?
Yeah.
I want one that's like Got Freedom of Speech. You know?
Yeah,
like,
what would the picture be?
Well, it would have to be YouTube. With a, you know, circle and a slash through it at this point.
Right. Okay.
Because of where, you know, where they are obviously trying to go or where they've already implemented and, you know, integrated. Like I said, how deep does this rabbit hole go, folks? The stuff we talk about here is highly unpopular among the establishment intelligentsia of planet Earth who wants to poison you and your baby too and your pets, which by the way caused global warming, as you've heard recently. And, you know, we've got information that's quite different than that. And we're not afraid to share it. And you're not afraid to listen to it. And pay it forward by telling your friends and family members who can't believe that this information is getting out there. Yes, you can reverse cancer without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. Join us at the Truth About Cancer. Or join us at the Cancer Prevention Convention coming up. It's all going to be happening, and you can see it in the show notes. Link it down at robertscottbell.com. Scroll down, and you'll see about 10 different events coming up at least, with more to come. So where does this go? I just published an article earlier today from John Rappaport. Great, another great redux, his interview with Cheryl Atkinson, who used to be with CBS. And, you know, she was, you know, a star reporter. I mean, digging like the reporters of old used to do. And back in 2009, yes, the swine flu pandemic epidemic thing that was being hyped to the hilt by the CDC. And she was with ABC, and she's like, you know, interviewing, talking to, asking questions of the CDC partway through the pandemic epidemic. She found out that the CDC stopped actually testing and counting the numbers of actual swine flu cases. This was the big one. This was supposed to be the big one. And when she found that out, she was shocked even more than they stopped that they weren't telling anybody about it. But the reason that they stopped counting because all of pretty much all of the samples coming in from around the country showed no evidence of swine flu or any flu at all. And all of these people they suspected to be influenza victims. So they just stopped counting. And that made it out into the ABC News Network. I'm sorry, CBS. I apologize, CBS at the time. It made it out onto the mainstream news. Now, it was like one of the most interesting stories almost ever. The CDC basically stopped counting the cases of flu because there weren't any cases of flu. And within 2 weeks, ABC said, we got to pull this out. You can't follow this story up anymore. And within 2 weeks, the CDC came out with a staggering double down, triple down on the lies it was already telling. And they said, our best estimates of what's going on out there is that there are 22 million cases of Americans coming down with swine flu. Could be anywhere between 14 to 34 million, but let's settle at 22 million, H1N1. That came out October 17, 2009. 22 million. They didn't count. They knew that the tests coming back showed no flu at all. And so here's an example of a John Rappaport, a Cheryl Atkinson, a Mike Adams, a Robert Scott Bell, a Jeffrey Jackson, reporting on something that was validated and confirmed. And if this were reported in a video format on YouTube today, it would be relegated to the, what was that place, purgatory in hell, somewhere in there where nobody can find it. Folks, you got to think about this. The free flow of information that we have today, don't take it for granted. Keep pushing back on the bullies of big pharma, big government, and big media because they want you in the dark and they are struggling desperately to put you back into the dark. And one of the ways they're doing it successfully is convincing you to inject your loved ones, your babies, with toxic poisons and heavy metals. To put them in the dark before they've barely gotten a chance to see the light coming out of mama's vagina. Yeah, I said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to flag that.
Was that, you see, already? We're going to be flagged.
I flagged that. I was triggered.
The yes. Snowflakes out there can't handle this kind of information.
Well, listen, and this is the thing I think people need to be worried about because they're throwing terms out there like hate speech. And that has been just a giant gray area term for as long as it's been around. And in this day and age, with the way things are moving in this society right now, with the different, all of the different possibilities of what could fall under the term hate speech, it literally is going to make anything on YouTube a possible violation under these rules. So I don't know. We may have to look for something else other than YouTube.
Folks, if you have some ideas of where we should do our simulcast video, and we might be able to get away with it on YouTube for a while, but we're looking ahead at the inevitable based on what they're telegraphing. This is not hidden. You can read about it on National News and Breitbart. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, irreverent, factual delivery of the news that they would never, ever reveal to you anywhere else. We'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks. Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. We love hearing from you about, well, almost anything, but certainly if you have some ideas on the video simulcast. A good buddy of mine, who is a buddy of Liam Sheff's, also a super don, you know this, he's like a Hollywood type, giving me all of these things to go green screen and everything. I mean, we could do it. He showed me some of this stuff off the air. I'm like, dude, that's really impressive. But who knows what level and what layer we're going to go out there. But they seem to believe that video is the future. But then Buggles did that song, Video Killed the Radio Star, all those years ago. We're still going.
Yeah, well, that song was kind of more geared towards music. But,
music, TV,
you know.
MTV, yeah. That kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're still here. Anyway,
talk radio is cool. You know, listen, all the big talk radio guys are moving to video. I mean,
That's true.
So I think, you know, it's our time.
It's our time. All right. I shaved today, but I didn't have any video. It's okay. All right, let's see what else we got. RSBReports.com, set up from organics, and great reports there, including the use of turmeric. Talked about the Magi complex, and, well, the more you look into curcumin and turmeric, the more amazing the properties are. Why this is a thousands of years old, as far as a medicinal healing herb or spice. And there's another piece of information here filling in the blanks, but it's very egg-heady. So if you want to turn on your inner egghead, I'm not going to go into it today heavily, but it says that curcumin and turmeric extract might be recommendable to recover liver activity. And it gets into some, again, high-level issues like fatty liver and how we're going to reverse fatty liver, for instance. But look into the use of daily turmeric. Again, it's an ancient spice. It's coming back out, and it's doing great, great things. And speaking of the liver, I think that may, in fact, lead us to a response that needs to happen from somebody out there.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our question of the day, and we've got a bunch, but we're only having time for this one, I think, unless we can fit another one in with Dr. Batar later. I was talking about liver, and we had a great segment or two or four yesterday with Chris Barr, not a doc. And we did relate to some liver issues and even some kidney issues, interestingly enough, because I think the question of the day is about just that. Do you have that in front of you? It's a very short and sweet one from Kelly.
I do.
Yeah,
would you like me to read it?
Go ahead and orate it.
Kelly says, Robert, my husband has a kidney stone, which is quite painful. Can you suggest any protocols or remedies that may help him? Thank you in advance, Kelly.
Wow. Now, you're asking me while he has a kidney stone. Did you ever have one of those, Super Don?
I've been lucky so far.
I hope it's more than luck. I mean, my dad had kidney stones. My dad yes. had kidney stones. And they describe the most brutal pain. You talk about childbirth times 10. That's at least what the men say. Of course, men are wimps compared to women who do childbirth.
But have you ever seen, and I hadn't up until, I don't know, maybe a couple of years ago, I saw a picture of what a kidney stone looks like.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny when you think about, oh, I've got a kidney stone. I was thinking, oh, you know, what is it, like a pebble or it's mm-hmm. gravel or something? No. This thing looks like a ninja throwing star.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
nasty.
It's got points and things sticking out and stuff like one of those mines in the ocean or something. Crazy looking thing.
You want me to pee that out, doctor? Right? It's like, no. And, of course, if it's too large, sometimes you'll have to go in surgically. There have been technological advances with, I think, ultrasound where they'll shatter it with sound, but it has to be in a certain area where they can access it and not damage surrounding tissue. We get into the high-tech parts of allopathic medicine. But, you know, when you have that kidney stone at that point, as your husband does, I don't know enough about it, what type it is, how big it is, where is it, that kind of thing. So it's more or less dealing with the pain. And, it, you know, I think my dad had to resort to morphine back in the day when he had his, which is, you know, also very dangerous and addictive. The pain is the biggest thing. Of course, if you can pass it, urinate it out, obviously hydration becomes an issue. There are people that have written a lot of different techniques to move these things through, but I just don't have enough information on this other than to say, hey, could cannabis help with the pain at this point and make sure you get some echo water in you? But long-term recovery would be, hey, what is imbalanced about my diet or my digestive system or the function of my liver that the kidneys are suffering so that they're producing stones at this point? And that's a question I can't answer for your husband, Kelly, only you would know. But that would be something I'd want to visit immediately because the way that pain is described to me, that's a pain I'd only want once. I want zero times, but if I had it once, you know, it's kind of like when I had the low back pain that I had years ago before we had my son. And it was so bad. I mean, it was the time that I had a week of back pain and I was so miserable. And I mean, misery doesn't even begin to approach it. That I, for the first time, understood why people take their own lives that are in excruciating, intractable pain. I felt it. I didn't want to do that, but I felt like, oh my gosh, I understand. When people judge people who are suicidal because of pain, I've had pain that bad. And if it would have continued, I wouldn't be here today. But I went to a doctor of chiropractic, got an adjustment. I crawled in and sort of gingerly walked out and began my recovery process. But I found it was partly due to a lot of changes in my transitional state from my youthful ideals to adult responsibilities. And I was fearing for my future, particularly economic future at the time. And my lower back went out. You know, they talk like Carolyn Miss and others that talk about the body-mind-spirit connection, how it's not just a physical injury, because what I did to get injured didn't make sense why it would happen. So there was a deeper spiritual issue that I was dealing with. And I said, you know what? I don't ever want to go through that again. And then there are people out there, Super Don, that go through that pain, and then they have it again and again and again and again. I mean, they're more stubborn than I am.
Yeah.
Because after that first time, I'm like, I'm for damn sure not going down that road again. I got to figure, I'm going to dig as deep as I can to figure out what really caused it. And sure, go ahead.
You're right. I was just going to say, you're right. I know several people that have been to the hospital 3-4 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, they'll take the painkillers. And I didn't want to take the painkillers. In fact, at a certain point, I called up my medical doctor buddy who I went to Emory with. And he said, I've had that pain. It's not going to touch it. So here I had a medical doctor trying to save me from myself at that point, say, you don't want the drug. And so I went a different direction, obviously came through it. But the idea is dig deep to find the source of these pains, and it's not just a physical injury. There's always layers and levels to this stuff. And, you know, that's the, again, the deeper connection to life itself. Why do we have these experiences? And I asked, why me, oh Lord, many times in my childhood, all the chronic diseases I had. But I look back and I'm like, thank you, Lord, because if I didn't have those experiences, I wouldn't have learned indelibly what I know today to be able to communicate to those who are ready to listen and empower them, just like I was empowered to heal myself by those I encountered, because I asked and prayed with sincerity. And when I was ready, those teachers appeared for me. And that can happen to any one of you at any point in time. That's a law, an immutable law, not because you're lucky, but because you're sincere and you're ready. That's important. So, Kelly, I know that's a convoluted, long answer. Listen to yesterday's show with Chris Barr when we talked about things to do for the liver. I would definitely do Echo Water, but we could also do more selenium, critically important, and the Cangest tea we talked about as well. All right, with that, we wanted to do also cannabis, but that means we got to do this. Well, as cannabis becomes more widely accepted, the question is, where are you going to get yours until you can grow it? Now, for us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we pretty much go out to CB Sciences. We go to pluscbdoil.com, and we get our CBD from the hemp plant, because we don't have to worry about what state we're in. We can pretty much utilize that, no biggie. But there are a lot of states, I think 29 states now in the District of Columbia, who have legalized from medical uses all the way to however you want to use it, including now California. And this is a big, big alarm point, apparently. And this is on the Weed Blog. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Alarming rates of toxins found in California's illegal pot grows. So evidently, the ones that are not being licensed for growth, they're claiming are loaded with pesticides. Now, we've covered other issues of controversy that no one can say it's certified organic, because that's a federal standard, and the feds can't get their heads out of their aspirin bottles long enough to say, you know what, cannabis really does help you, and it's not addictive, and it has medical uses galore, in fact. My first read on this, Super Don, was I wasn't going to deny that maybe some people are adulterating their cannabis with a lot of nasties that probably aren't necessary. But because they're probably not necessary, the question came to my mind is, could this be kind of government subterfuge to warn people away from the black market for cannabis because they want it all coming through the licensed facilities that are taxed? Is that a possibility?
Of course it's a possibility. And, I wouldn't completely discount that. But what I would say is this, okay, I don't think this is anything new, okay? And this would go, I guess, along the lines of, you know, agreement with what it is that you're saying. That when you, listen, it's like anything else. If you go to Safeway to buy your produce, you can pretty much count on the fact that you're probably not getting something organic unless it's labeled, and it's going to have pesticide and herbicide and all of these things. And the advice that we have given on this show is buy organic when you can. and to even go the extra mile just to guarantee that what you're getting doesn't have pesticide and herbicide and stuff in it, toxic, you know, chemicals and stuff. Get to know your grower, okay? Know where it's coming from. When you go to the farmer's market, you know, you make a relationship, develop a relationship with the farmer because you want to know where your food's coming from. If you're going to buy it outside of, say, a dispensary or something like that, not that we're advocating breaking the law, but know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Because
know your farmer.
Look, it's inevitable that when people are going to grow stuff and they want to try and turn a profit, and if they don't have any types of values or standards when it comes to pesticides and herbicides, they're going to do whatever is the cheapest way to do it to make the biggest buck. And it's no different in produce than it is with cannabis.
Well, if we have any illegal pot growers out there that are using pesticides, I want to know. Or if you're not, tell us why you don't need them. Because I was under the impression that cannabis is pretty hardy, doesn't require a lot. Is there something different that I'm missing here? Let us know. 866-939-2355. Yes, I remember the number. RobertScottBell.com. Call me. Leave me a message. Get me on the air. Also, Weed for Vets, now possible with a new amendment. Two Congress critters, senators in this case, Steve Daines, Republican Montana, and Jeff Merkley, Democrat Oregon, trying to put an amendment up that would allow the vets that are under VA care to also access cannabis according to state law and not be discriminated against on the federal VA level. I'm not going to hold my breath, but I'd like to see it pass. We'll see where it goes. Hey, back after this, there's a new super bug, and it's super bad. We're going to tell you about it.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid. And at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report, you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scientists are concerned about a new superbug.
The new superbug.
Superbug.
The new drug-resistant superbug rears its ugly head.
Experts are calling it an infectious disease nightmare.
One scientist is calling it a time bomb.
So virulent, it resists even our strongest antibiotics.
So far, nothing has been developed to fight it.
Some say the bugs were provoked by the intrusion of humans into their natural habitat.
That a live and let live policy is preferable to war with the bug.
It has already traveled thousands of kilometers.
Every day, federal scientists are looking for new ways to kill bugs.
You can blow off a limb. Still 86% combat effective.
Don't shake hands with everybody you see.
I suggest we just all stay in bed.
Scientists worry that in this highly mobile world, it will spread around the globe.
Let me tell you something. I say kill them all!
Yeah! Okay!
Yes, folks, the new superbug that we're going to talk about right now has been 100 years. Yeah, 100 years in the making, Superdon. This is not one that came about quickly. It took 100 years to get here. And in the 7 years or so it's been here, it has developed a level of resistance like unprecedented. Unprecedented. It seems like there's nothing that can be done to stop it. And in fact, it's not a super bug. It's now called an ultra-resistant super law. It shouldn't be
law. Law.
Yeah, a law, in fact. Yeah, that's just gotten worse than being a bug. It's a law now. What is it? Yes. Well, apparently all of those attempts the Republicans made to repeal Obamacare have created some kind of genetic expression that the law cannot be defeated. It's gotten super strong every time they tried it and failed because they knew Obama wouldn't sign it. Now that they got everybody, they can't even get it passed within their own Senate. So it's a super bug. If a super bug has ever been a super bug, it just happens to be within the congressional jurisdiction at the moment. And I think this is one of the more brilliant Onion articles that I've ever seen, because it nails the concept and transposes it, if you will, into the political body. This is something I thought that was only something I could do, right? Not just kidding. I'm not that full of myself, but not many people do that. That they take these concepts out in the world, the body, the biology, the immunology, and apply them to other areas of life, like immunology. Or in this case, taking pathogens and germs that have been elicited and toyed with antibiotics to the point where they're no longer effective because they've adapted. And taking that concept with the Obamacare law, which was being passed right, left, and center to be overturned via the House and the Senate as the Republicans, you know, held both, but they didn't hold the presidency. And the moment they had the ability to get the law repealed completely, they couldn't even get it out of the Senate.
You had 7 years to do this, right?
One job, 7 years, and when you had the opportunity to actually do it. So, folks, we've got what? Constitutionally resistant Republicans. We have constitutionally resistant Republicans. We are the Democrats. Constitution, what's that? The Republicans paid lip service to it, and now the evidence is clear. They have no intention of repealing it. They want to massage it around the edges. They like the mandate. They like forceful participation. They like the subsidies. They like crony capitalism. They like corporatism. So the only way you can defeat the superbug or the super law, as it is known now, is to simply stop participating in it, to withdraw your consent.
Mm-hmm. But let me point out something that makes this even a more brilliant analogy that they have created here in this Onion article. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, in talking about superbugs, we just bang our heads against the wall every time that they bring up the topic in the news, because what is it they always turn to as the solution to the antibiotic-resistant bug?
Stronger and more powerful
antibiotics.
Stronger
and more powerful antibiotics, right? Well, guess what? In this analogy they put here, and I don't think the Onion intended to do this, but this makes us even more funny, is they're saying here, hope has remained that sufficiently high doses of single-payer health care legislation could potentially offer a cure.
Right. Doubling down, tripling down, just like the CDC said, 22 million cases of swine flu when there were none, right? This is great. This is classic government. And, of course, you want socialism, go to Venezuela. Leave us alone. You want California? Go ahead and secede. I don't care. You want to create your utopian socialist heaven? It's going to be that purgatory hell where they're trying to put our YouTube videos. Right? But actually, that purgatory hell is going to be pretty informative. You might actually enjoy it. But then we'd have to
read it. Not a bad place. Yeah, I kind of like it here.
Y'all, go ahead. Go to the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Scroll down. Check out the upcoming events, including the Cancer Prevention Convention, the August 27th event up in Detroit. Gross deal. And we have the Truth About Cancer Live October 5th, 6th, and 7th. Sign up. Link up. We got your power. We got your healing. We're just reminding you, as Dr. Batar will next hour, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.